All right. Hello.
Hello.
L.A. Blacksmith from Crown Heights Affair. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well, Cool Breeze.
Yeah. So tell me, welcome to Radio Region. How did you enjoy the show today?
Oh, the show is on fire, brother.
Yeah?
This is my first time really getting an opportunity to listen to you.
Right.
And I have to say that it's fuego, brother. It's fuego.
Yes.
you're burning it up, and you, as Daryl and Anderson mentioned as well, you're giving us you're giving us the music that we came up with,
right?
Stuff that we played, which was real music.
Yes.
And we're not getting enough of that. Yeah, you have some artists today like Bruno Mars,
right,
who is obviously reached back and he got it. He understands what that was and what it is. And you have a few new artists that are starting to wake up and understand. So it's fresh. It's becoming new again.
Right.
But we all knew we came from a special time period.
Yes. Definitely. So tell me, L.A., what is your experience like playing in with Crown Heights Affair?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I came later on.
Right.
I was behind the scenes, and my stories come with knowing the guys, because Anderson and Donnie, I was in Boys High with them.
Okay.
So we were all friends. We were just with different groups.
Okay.
I was with a group called New Breed at the time.
New Breed.
And that kind of inspired Donnie and Anderson to come up with the group called New Day Express.
Okay.
And with that being said, they took it to a whole nother level.
Okay.
And that brought on or envisioned Crown Heights Affair.
Yeah.
But with the group New Breed, Ray Reed, one of the brothers, was in that group with me. Tyrone Cox was also the trumpet player, Sugar Bear.
Yeah.
He was also in that group with me. So we had a pretty tight horn section. And if I'm not mistaken, Daryl and Bert were with the group called Soul Image.
Soul Image,
and they were just tearing up the cheetah.
Okay.
And with the group that they were with.
All right.
So when Anderson and Donnie decided he wanted horns, he looked to Bert and Daryl for Crown Heights Affair,
right,
for New Day Express,
right,
and added Ajax at some point,
okay,
and added Julius, and then they became, and I may not have the story exactly right, but the members are correct.
Okay, that's all that
the members
matters.
Are correct, but Daryl can tell you, because he's like the historian. He knows all of this stuff.
Yes.
But in any event, we were all friends. We came from the neighborhood. Ray Reed lived three blocks from me, him and Bert. And from my standpoint, I came into the group and was playing, and Anderson, I'm surprised he didn't mention this, but him and Ray were extremely well-known producers of France Jolie, and they were connected with Gwen McCrae and Empress and a few others, Unlimited Touch. So they had productions. So they pulled me, my cousin, V. Jeffrey Smith, who also played that sax solo that that Daryl mentioned on the tune, and Tyrone.
Okay.
Who also played the solo on Super Rod.
All right.
And Ajax played the solo on Dreamin' a Dream and Far Out.
Right on.
And so we were like this horn section for hire. You know, we were for hire. And we played behind Brass Construction.
Wow.
We played behind Crown Heights Affair. We did stuff with a few other different entities that were out at the time,
right?
And so, but we were behind the scenes. So when Crown Heights Affair decided that they needed to wanted to supplement the horns on stage, that's when they brought me and they brought Tyrone back in to supplement them. And Bert was he wasn't playing as much, but he was up front singing.
Okay.
And then unfortunately we lost Bert to lung cancer.
Wow.
And then several years ago we lost Ray Reed unfortunately to cancer as well.
Wow.
And but those guys were, you know, extremely very good friends of mine. We were brothers.
Right.
We were all brothers, and we were all happy for the success of each other.
Right.
And I think at one time I was touring with Benny King, doing the Supernatural Thing tour with Benny King at the time, and Crown Heights Affair, we were kind of like in passing, you know, in the same building at the same time. Benny King, Crown Heights Affair, and a few other groups were in the building, so it was like a family reunion.
Wow.
So I've always had great respect for the group and what they have accomplished, and as Daryl and Anderson and Howie mentioned, mm-hmm. you know, the rhythm section, the horns, what they did mm-hmm. and what they were doing was top-notch,
right.
and it was respected,
right.
not only from the neighborhood, but across the world.
Right, right. Wow. I mean, your song, Crown Heights song, is so unique. It's just incredible. They inspire a lot of people with music. They probably guys probably just find on not too long ago, because when you're touring and you're busy and you're doing all kinds of stuff, mm-hmm. you don't really grasp a lot of, you know, that what's going on at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look back and you reflect and people come to you and they text and they email and they said, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get blown away.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's that sound. I still love that sound. I had to go down in the vault and scrape every piece of music from Crown Heights Affair that I could find. Energized the airwaves. When I told friends and fans, and I said, they looked at me like, you got to be kidding. I said, well, Saturday morning, you're going to find out who the Crown Heights Affair is. I said, I'm playing their music, I'll feature them on, tell little stories and so on. And that's how we groove. You know, we do it right, we keep it tight.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, man, I'm glad you tune in and tell some of your fans out there every Saturday morning, keep it locked in. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. And LA, before you go, can we get a song bite from you? This is LA.
Absolutely.
LA, this is LA Blacksmith, and you're listening to Radio Regent.
This is L.A. Blacksmith, and you are listening to Radio Regent.
Beautiful.
The sound of Toronto.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And they're killing it.
Sorry. Can you do that again the same way? I slipped in, actually. My apologies.
Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
You are listening to Radio Regent, the sound of Toronto, and they're killing it.
Yes. Thank you. And if you do one, this is L.A. Blacksmith from Crown Heights Affairs. You're listening to the Cool Breeze Experience.
This is L.A. Blacksmith, and you are listening from Crown Heights. This is L.A. Blacksmith from Crown Heights Affair, and you are listening right now to the Cool Breeze Experience.
Thank you. I just need one more for my girl who features on Friday. This is L.A. Blacksmith from Crown Heights Affair, and you're listening to Air Candy Show with Diva D.
Air Candy Show?
With Diva D, yeah.
Okay. This is L.A. Blacksmith from Crown Heights Affair. And you are listening to A Candy Show from DVD. DVD. Oops.
Beautiful.
I screwed that up.
Okay, we could run it again. Run it again.
What's the name again?
Diva D is her name. Diva
D.
Yeah, from the A Candy Show.
A Candy Show.
A Candy Show, yeah.
Okay. This is L.A. Blacksmith from Crown Heights Affair. And you are listening to the A Candy Show, Diva D.
Beautiful. And you do one for the Cool Breeze now. If you don't know who the Cool Breeze is, this is L.A. Blacksmith. If you don't know who the Cool Breeze is, you're going to find out.
If you don't know who the Cool Breeze is, you sure enough going to find out.
Yes. L.A., thanks a lot, brother.
You got it. And can I just say this?
Yeah, go ahead.
For those that are interested in following up on what I'm doing, you can catch me on my webpage, which is lablacksmith.squarespace.com.
Beautiful. We'll get that. You'll send me that over Facebook so I could plug it in my site and the chat box.
Absolutely.
And we get everything linked up, man. Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
And we appreciate you.
No problem. And we'll keep in touch.
All right.
Thank you.
Peace and blessings.
All right. Thank you. L.A. Blacksmith from the Crown Heights Affair, man. Pleasure, man. Pleasure. Much love to Crown Heights Affair.